The prophet said we are conceived in iniquity. When we are born into this world, we are born with a sin nature. And as we grow and as we develop, that sin nature kicks in. Has your kids' sin nature kicked in yet? Yeah, it has. It doesn't take long for babies in the nursery for us to realize they are born with a sin nature. And you and I need a Savior. And so from eternity past, God knew in His absolute knowledge that man would have to have a Savior. And so He planned to send the Savior of the world so that you could be saved and so that I could be saved and so I could go to be with heaven, to go to be with Him in heaven when I died. Verse 15 says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise His heel." Let's keep on going. Matter of fact, go to Genesis 22 and look at verse 17. As God was speaking to Abraham, "And in thy seed," it's not in thy seeds, it is in thy seed, singular. So here we start seeing the promise, in thy seed. There is going to be one that comes from your loins. There's going to be one that comes from your seed. "In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Was it through Isaac? No. Was it through Jacob? No. Was it through David? No. Was it through all the ones that came from Abraham's seed up until the time of Christ? No. But when Jesus Christ was born, the blessing was born into the world. All nations of the earth be blessed because thou has obeyed my voice. Look back a little way. Turn back to 3 and verse 16. "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." Abraham. That's not what I'm looking for. I knew that didn't make any sense. Would you turn to Galatians? Why didn't somebody say something? Make a fool out of myself. Where's my wife at? Look at Galatians 3. Well, in the words of Rex Brookhard, it sounded good. Galatians 3 and verse 16. "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds." Did you see it? "And he saith not unto seeds as of many," we just read it, "but as of one, and to thy seed." And then Paul explains to the church at Galatians, that's Christ. That's what he says, which is Christ. Isaiah. You got the same chance I do. I don't have it marked. Get these Bible drillers to help us. Isaiah, the 7th chapter. We're looking at the promises. Isaiah 7, look down at verse 14. "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Now we're looking at the promise, the child of promise. The Lord will give you a sign. It's not that some other people had said this is the way that it'd be. It's not some fictional story that someone has made up and told, but he said only God can give the sign that has been given. I might make up some kind of deal to say, well, this is the sign. But when God gives us a sign, it's only what God can do. You remember some of those in the scripture? How about Gideon? Could anybody put the fleece on the ground? And Gideon said, I tell you what, make it wet and the ground dry, and I believe it's a sign from you. God made it wet and the ground dry. Gideon said, one more time. Let's try it one more time. This time, you make the ground dry. Did I say that already? You make the ground wet and the fleece dry. Something that only God could do. And so he knew it was the hand of the Lord. The Lord gave him the promise. And so here in Isaiah, the 7th chapter, Isaiah said, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, what's that next word? A virgin. Are you keeping up? Naps for in the evening. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. What does that mean? God is going to be with you. The God of the universe. Now, I don't understand it. The God of the universe. Understand the triune Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God the Son is going to come through a virgin womb, because he's not going to have a sin nature. And he is going to be born into this world, and he is going to live a perfect life, one without sin, and he is going to die on the cross to pay my sin debt, who was born in sin. The promise came from God. Now turn a few pages over. I'll look at it a little closer. Look at Isaiah 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with iniquity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Now he's jumped ahead. You see it? He's jumped ahead to the rain. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And he goes on and he talks about that. The meaning of Christmas is in the incarnation of Christ. Do you understand it? I don't understand how that could take place, but I know it did. I know it did. And Christ became a man. the creator of the universe, became an embryo, then a fetus. Boys, put that up there. He formed hair, fingernails, and so on. And then, at the appointed time, the Bible says, he was born into the world. He poured himself out into the form of a man. In the book of Philippians, the second chapter, and verse